issue about safety is, as with health, you want to do preventative actions rather than afterwards. So the way to approach safety in the city of Boston is to make it less likely for people to have accidents. And the number one way of doing that is creating good infrastructure and increasing the numbers by having infrastructure that's inviting and not scary and, in fact, safe. So all the research around the world, United States, other countries, show that the more you can separate out bicyclists from fast or aggressive traffic, heavy traffic, the more people will bike. And the more people who bike, the more the drivers get used to their presence and drive accordingly. Everybody should wear a helmet. There's no question. I wear a helmet. I urge everybody to wear good helmets. But requiring helmets is another level, because there is a certain percentage of people who, for their own reasons, won't wear one. It turns out that could be anywhere from 5 to 25% of the population. I would urge them to wear a helmet. But if they have to stop bicycling because of the helmet law, my safety goes down because there's fewer numbers on the road. So helmets are really good at protecting you after you've had a particular kind of accident, but requiring them, in fact, makes it harder to prevent accidents happening in the first place.
Do you have any data to back up that requiring helmets by law would actually disincline people to use their bicycles?
There's actually a lot of studies. Some of the studies come to inconclusive results, but there's a couple that are pretty convincing. Among them, the example of what happens in Melbourne, Australia, when they created a bike share program and required anybody who used the bike share to wear a helmet. And the number of people who used the bike share, who cycled, dropped precipitously. And there's been evidence that that happens in other cities where helmets are required. Is it an immediate drop? Those are contradictory and inconclusive results so far, and I think it's not worth the risk right now.
What about the issue of police issuing tickets to cyclists who run red lights or stop signs?
Anybody in a car or on a bike or on foot who goes into an intersection against the traffic lights or the stop signs while there's dangerous amounts of crossing traffic or crossing bicycles is at best stupid and at worst dangerous to themselves and others. So I have no problem with the police enforcing traffic rules for everybody.
Well, in response to the study, there are a number of proposals being floated. Which do you agree with at this point?
I totally agree with the idea of expanding the number of cycle tracks. Those are physically separated paths or for bicyclists. I agree with the idea of doing more education and making more people aware of the skills and rules of the road, whether they that be for bicycling or for car driving. And I think anything we can do to expand Hubway and get more people out on the bike, the safer it'll be for everybody who's out there.
In this era of tight budgets, where is the money going to come from to build out these protected bikeways that you're referring to?
Actually, it's extremely cheap. Anytime you're repaving or repainting a road, you include a bike lane and perhaps some flexible little posts demarcate one side or the other. If that's too expensive, you put little stripes so there's a couple of feet of protected barrier between the bike area and the traffic. That doesn't cost any more than having to stripe the road, which you've got to do anyway. To put in full-bore separated cycle tracks, again, can be done with planters, with plastic bollards or flexible posts. You don't have to go the full thing of putting in new curbs or new pavement. It doesn't have to be expensive. The most expensive part of doing it is actually the political will.